Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and I'm here with a special guest. He is the founder of Baseball Lifestyle 101. His name's Josh Shapiro. Josh, how are you doing today, man?
Good, man. How are you doing today? Thanks for having me on. First of all, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we're super happy to have you. We appreciate you for being here. And the big question right now is, you know, what made you decide that, hey, I want to be on that podcast? It sounds good.
I mean, listen, man, I saw you were doing, I think you have my boy Shane on there.
Yeah.
That I saw, and I'm a good friend of Shane, so whatever Shane puts out good dudes, I roll with what he does because I like Shane. So, you know, I wanted to, of course, you know, get on you guys, you know, hop on it and, you know, just tell a little about Baseball Lifestyle 101, the story and, you know, all that good stuff, so.
Awesome, Josh. Thanks a lot, man. I'm going to start you off with where'd you grow up, you know, how'd you get started?
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up in Long Island, New York, where I still am. Grew up my whole life loving playing baseball, playing since, you know, I could first remember picking up a ball. First word was ball.
Wow.
So I loved baseball since the day I was born. And I guess the whole thing where, you know, my whole love from baseball was definitely stemmed from my dad. My dad's a big San Francisco Giant fan. People ask all the time how he does that in New York. He's been a Giant fan forever. But my neighbors, you know, I'm surrounded by the Yankees. So when I was like 4 years old, my neighbors converted me to a Yankee fan. I've been a Yankee fan ever since. Which, I mean, my dad was talking about winning the World Series. I never won World Series, but, you know, Giants have been just up there with the Yanks. So they've actually had more since I've been alive. But yeah, so I mean, I grew up loving game, played my whole life, played high school ball, throughout my, you know, from freshman to senior year, and then played some college baseball my freshman year, and at Farmingdale State College, D3 school in Long Island. Stopped playing college ball to pursue the business full-time, and actually dropped out of school my junior year of college, and that's kind of where I'm sitting right now.
So you went from New York to California to New York again?
No, my dad's just a big Giant fan. We stayed in Long Island the whole time.
Oh, Long Island, I'm sorry. I thought you said Long Beach, my bad.
Oh, no, you're good. Yeah, Long Island, New York. My dad's been a Giant fan the whole time, but everyone always asks that because it's like, how are you a Giant fan when you live in New York? But he's a, you know, diehard Giant fan.
When did you get started on Baseball Lifestyle 101?
So it was March of 2013. I remember me and my friend Tristan, who does the grounds crew with me, were just sitting around, and, you know, we love the game of baseball. And I was like, hey, like, there's a couple of these Instagram pages out there. They're not even around anymore. You wouldn't even know their names. And it was just like, hey, like, let's just, like, put our 2 cents out there. I don't know. Let's just do it. I was like, okay.
Wow.
So we started it. And I remember I was like, Tristan, like, what should we name it? And he was like, I was like, we like Baseball Lifestyle. And he was like, I was like, yeah. He's like, that's good. And I was like, what about, like, 101? Because it's kind of, like, all-inclusive, right? Like, a class, like, anybody's welcome, you know? Like,
yeah.
Kind of wanted to make it like that. So I was like, all right, let's go with that. So I made, like, some ghetto graphic up and, like, put an Instagram picture up. And I remember, like, it's scary, dude, because I could tell you the exact first post we had. I could tell you every single post that I've ever made.
Really?
And pointed out to me. I could tell you when I made it, what exactly the caption of what I was thinking going into that post. It's scary how I could do that. Like, our first post was a cleat chaser post. Our second post was Griffey. Our third post was Brandon Phillips glove. And me and him were posting back and forth. So I remember his post. Dude, I don't know what it is. I guess it was all meant to be, you know? And he ended up hopping off the Instagram account his senior year of high school. He kind of went out, you know, had enjoyed his senior year a little bit. You know, I've always been that kid that has worked harder than anybody else because I'm also 5'5". So for me to play high school baseball and college baseball, I always had to work harder than anybody else. So, you know, my junior year, senior year, I was working. I wasn't necessarily, you know, going out and partying. So he kind of took off the account, gave it to me, you know, nothing even, it's just like, you know, whatever, like, hey, you don't want to do it? All right, cool. And obviously Tristan's still involved to this day, and he'll always be, and he's one of my best friends. So there's no, like, you know, nothing, you know, back and forth at all about it. So he's cool about it. We all, you know, I take care of my friends, you know, so that's all that matters. But yeah, so I mean, it started for fun, man. I remember it was right around the Jackie Robinson movie. Like I said, I remember every single damn post that we've ever done.
Wow. So you really do love it. I mean, there's a lot of times where I'll talk to people and they're like, yeah, you know, I started doing this and it kind of just became my job. I mean, you truly love it to know every post you've done, to remember everything that you've been able to contribute to your brand is really something.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's my life. Like, there's not a day in my life that goes by that nobody talks about Baseball Lifestyle 101 to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Back in high school, I actually got made fun of my senior year because I had 5,000 followers, and the kids on my team would be like, oh, you're, like, running this stupid account or whatever, right? Yeah. I was like, all right, like, you'll see. Like, don't worry about it. Like, I stay, you know, every time someone doubted me, I always wanted to come out on top. So I was like, all right, like, whatever. Keep talking what you want to say, and you'll see what happens. And same kids are the ones that are asking me for jobs now. So it's like, ha, you know, like.
I love
that's
that.
That's what happens when you know, you doubt someone, you want to go out, you want to party, and, you know, kids see that. My parents moved to North Carolina last year. So I live on my own. I have my own apartment. I bought a brand new car from all the hard work. I bought three cars throughout senior year to my now. I keep upgrading because, you know what, I keep working hard. And those same kids see it, and they're like, it's like, hey, listen, man, while you guys were out partying senior year, even freshman year of college, I was working, you know. And
yeah.
I look at it in a different perspective. I mean, I'm 20 years old, and I definitely think, like, I don't think like a 20-year-old. You know, I love to invest. I love to do different things. And it's definitely a different lifestyle, man. Like I said, you know, I'm not your typical 20-year-old, you know?
No kidding. To juggle this account in its many forms, to juggle homework and baseball in college, you know, how'd you do it?
I think it became too much. That's why I had to pick someone, you know? Like, my freshman year, I really wasn't that active on the account, to be honest. I kind of got wrapped up in that whole little college, you know? That's you know, live a little college lifestyle, and I was on the baseball team, so I was trying to, like, fit in with that, you know, so I wasn't really as active in the account.
Sure.
And I've had a mentor my whole life. This guy, Bill Rahm, owns a gym. He's been training me since I was 12 years old, and, you know, he's kind of my mentor, and he kind of looked at me, and he was like, you got to make a decision. You have this in front of your face. What are you going to do with it? And I was like, I was being a, you know, typical 18-year-old. I was being stubborn about it, you know. I was like, oh, I'll just do whatever, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just started, you know, I made enough money every month to, you know, I bought my own car, I bought a Wrangler, and I did that with the money and whatever. Like, it was doing all right. And then after freshman year, I played a lot. I had 95 at bats as a freshman. I batted in the three hole. I started in almost every game. So I played. I played. But I came back my sophomore year, and honestly, like, I kind of lost the love of the game. You know, waking up at 5 a.m. and getting yelled at by your college coach and just the teammates, it just wasn't, you know, wasn't my thing anymore. So I was like, but I still love baseball. Just playing it wasn't my thing anymore. It was really weird. Because if you would have told my father or any of my friends that I was the one that would stop playing college baseball, they would tell you, you're out of your mind.
Right.
So, yeah, and then, you know what, sophomore year, I came in, I played fall ball, and I honestly gained some weight. I didn't really want to play some summer ball. I was focusing on the company now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I still played really well, but I just got too much crap from my coaches and things. And I was like, you know what? I'm a D3 ball player. I'm a good ball player. I saw a couple of my friends that were studs that didn't get drafted, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to focus on the business. I had a long talk with my father, a couple of friends, and I decided to I played fall ball, and I never showed up for winter ball, and that was it.
So your sophomore year, you decided, hey, you know what? This could really become a full-time thing. You bought your car. You know, you were able to buy a few things, and you decided, you know what? I'm going to really pursue this. You know, so how did you fully decide on that?
I mean, it was really just taking the leap of quitting baseball. That was it. That was my thing. Like, I could go back, but it was also like, when I'm done, like, when I put my mind to something, that's what I'm going to do. So I said, listen, I'm done with this. I'm going to start up. And that's when I the summer of August of 2016 is when I started the online retail store. We didn't have a site or anything like that. So I started the online retail store in August. I was like, you know what? Let's see what we could do. I got a couple of free hats from Richardson, and I was able to sell them, like, really, really quick. So I'm like, all right, maybe people just wanted some merch. Did it again. I was like, all right, this is, like, a habit. So maybe people want to buy from Baseball Lifestyle. Because you know what? Like, I've always – it stays true to today. It's all about giving people value, you know? So
yeah.
I've been giving people value since 2013. I've been doing giveaways and, you know, just posting content and giving people something to look forward to, like a television show. So they kind of felt like they want to be a part of the brand, and, you know, the first hat sold off the rock, and it was crazy. And I started up the website in August of 2016 and got the LLC for the actual company. And that's kind of when the leap of faith started. It was, all right, now I have an actual store. So now I was storing things in my parents' basement. I was shipping it out with my dad. I was buying materials, learning all of the trades and everything of online retail. And that's when it became a full-time gig.
So do you source it out now? Do you, you know, put your hats together, have them shipped to you, or do you have somebody else ship them for you now?
The finished product or the original product?
Either.
So, I mean, I have a lot of wholesale accounts. I manufacture a lot, but I'm actually, talking to you right now from my warehouse, from my office right now, where I have a couple of full-time employees that their job is to get orders out. I have a couple of other employees that do other things. Tom, who literally just left, that's where I'm sitting right now in the warehouse, surrounded by all the merchandise. So we ship it out ourselves.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. To start you off, you went with Instagram. You know, how do you handle receiving thousands of likes and follows a day?
It's a lot of work. And I'm the only one with the password to my account. That's my baby. You know, I'm the only one that's engaging. I'm posting every day. I'm engaging every day. I'm answering DMs. I'm going on lives. I'm posting stories. That's all me.
Do you have post notifications turned off?
Oh yeah, I haven't had that on since like 2013. I remember it was funny because I remember everything, man. I remember when I used to get like 100 likes and I would freak out.
Yeah.
And like it was crazy. Like I remember my phone was blowing up at like 150 likes. Like, yo, this is crazy. And then obviously it got to the point where like my phone wouldn't shut off.
Mm-hmm.
And now, God knows, I can't do that. You know, I get, to put this in perspective, I probably get 100-150 DMs a day.
Wow.
That's just DMs.
Did you get another phone for this job?
Yeah, I have two phones, but I mean, I don't really use a second one. I use everything on this one. My main one that I'm talking to you from right now, it's kind of my main phone for everything.
Awesome. Who designed the logo? Was it you that designed it fully? Did you talk to a team? Did you get, you know, did you hire out? How'd you do that?
Yeah, so we had our original logo that was kind of like drawn on a piece of paper, and then someone, they just designer made it up. And then the second one was just kind of the one that's now. I actually didn't even like want it at first. Like I saw it, I was like, this is okay. And I had it as like my secondary. It's like I'm posted. I was like, here's our secondary logo. And I was like, this is just like our secondary thing. And then like people like really started to like it. So I transitioned it to our now what it is now, which is the main logo with the home plate, the BL and the 101.
So it's for the people. It's like, okay, they decided they like it. You got to kind of roll with what, you know, people like.
Yeah. It used to be like some ugly plate, boring thing that was like, it was cool, but it wasn't like, you wouldn't put that on a shirt or a hat. It would look like, you know, it wouldn't look good.
I got you.
This one looks clean, man. And we've got some other stuff, you know, there's a lot of different things that we're always continuing to work on. I'm sure this won't be the last logo, you know?
Yeah. How'd you get your brand ambassadors hooked? I've noticed that you've had some pretty big time MLB big leaguers that wear your brand. How'd you get that to work out? Or did it just happen because they liked the account first?
That's exactly what it is. They follow me. I follow them back. I say, yo, thank you for the follow. Establish a relationship. And I've got great relationships with some of these guys. I'm going to Chicago next week to go hang out with Matt Davidson of the White Sox.
No way.
Matt Joyce just hooked me up with tickets to Mother's Day. These guys have become more than just – I text me and Chase Darnell talk like almost like twice, three times a week. I don't know if Travis Darnell's brother. Like these guys are like become my friends, you know, and it's pretty amazing because growing up you idolize these guys and now it's almost like I look at them as just other, you know, just regular people, you know, and that's amazing. And I don't freak out over that stuff anymore. I went to the Adidas VIP party last year during the All-Star game, hanging out with Josh Harrison, Chris Archer, guys like that. Like there's rare guys that I would freak out. Like if I met like a Bryce Harper, I'd probably be a little shy, you know, or if I met Mike Trout, I'd probably be a little shy. But like when it comes to anybody else, man, like it's all, you know, it's kind of cool to be like that. You know, these guys become more than just guys that I look up to. They're guys that now are asking me for advice about social media.
Dang, that's crazy. And you know, that kind of leads me into my next question. You have about 515,000 plus followers on your Instagram account, but do you have a few all-time favorites?
That's a tough question.
Maybe we can limit it to the verified department then.
Yeah. I got to give a little shout out. MLB follows us. I've actually talked to MLB. They've DM'd me when I hit 500K and say congratulations. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, they like what we're doing because we're a positive influence to the game. You know, we're not showing it in a negative light, so they like us. I've got some big dudes that follow. We've got Granderson follows, Kipnis follows. I mean, league follows, like you can go down. I forget, dude, all the people that follow. I have like a master list a little bit, but I don't even know everybody. There could be guys that I'm not even thinking of. But one of my favorite, I would say, you know what gets me going actually It's actually when the Giants players follow me, because then I could kind of get my dad and tell my dad, you know, I'm like, hey, Dad, like, can you believe, like, Brandon Belt followed me? And he's like, that's, you know, like, for me, it's cool to tell my father that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Chase Darnot, I know he's not in the majors, he's in AAA, but, like, I got my dad on FaceTime with a Giants player, you know, and for me to do that for my father is amazing. So, honestly, I get most excited when those Giants guys follow me, because I could give back to my father a little bit.
Yeah, that's huge. What other parts of the internet do you operate? I know you do a podcast called Grounds Crew, and we can plug that for sure. But, you know, what other things do you do?
I mean, we have our YouTube channel. We do some vlogging. Vlogging's hard, especially for me, because I don't bring somebody around all the time with me. So I'm, like, trying to meet up with kids, and, like, it can get crazy, man. Like, what was it? Like, the Little League World Series, I probably met, like, 3 to 5 kids an hour.
Wow.
And that, like, wants to meet up with me and, like, say what's up and do whatever. And that's hard to, like, record, meet up, get good content at the same time. So we do the YouTube stuff. We have Facebook. We got stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I want to get back into YouTube. We do a lot of some Twitch stuff as well, play some video games. That'll be the Show 18. So we're trying to do some other avenues. We have our blogs and things like that, but there's a lot of cool things in the works. It just all takes time, you know. You got a lot of the guys that work for me, like for Tristan, for instance, he doesn't want to be a full-time employee with me. He wants to be a cop in New York City. So
cool.
He'll always be involved to some degree, you know, doing the podcast and stuff. But I'm also waiting for my other best, my brother, this kid Josh, also who runs the Dinger Lifestyle page. He's a college baseball player in Boston. Shout out to Roll Beaks. They're actually going to the regionals. They're a good team. Top D3 school in the country, top 5.
Very cool.
So he doesn't graduate. He's a year younger than me, so he doesn't graduate till I think 2020. So he wants to work with me full time, and it's just like I kind of gotta wait for guys like that to get out of school so I could like, hey, run some crazy events or do some new things where we can get into some other avenues, you know?
Yeah, and for those of you that are listening, make sure and check out the Grounds Crew podcast. Josh, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just me and Tristan. We don't really go, you know. On the Instagram, we don't really talk about, like, the MLB that much. It's just more about the game of baseball. So the podcast, we kind of dip into a little bit about what's going on, you know, what's going on in the MLB, you know, who's hurt, what teams are hot. We like to talk a lot about the Yankees because we're both Yankee fans. So if you're a Red Sox fan, you want to listen to the podcast, good luck. and then we try to get some interviews on there. You know, we had Chase Darnot last week. We had Eric Burns the week before.
Wow.
We try to get some cool guys on there, and just another way for us to get some content out there and get some listeners, you know. I mean, I love doing it. I love talking about baseball, and I know Tristan does as also, so it's a fun little avenue for us.
You were able to actually go to the MLB Network studio and hang out with Eric Burns, right? Can you tell me about that?
That's something where I look back, and I think I was with Tristan, and I was driving back, and that's kind of when I sit back sometimes, man. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, sitting here at 20 in 2013, man, like just sitting on my couch and making an account and then turning that into my MLB Network, and I might possibly go on a show in a couple of weeks. Like, that's like something that you could dream about. You know, I posted me hitting an F Studio 42, and I've watched MLB Network since I was a kid, man. And to go hit in there, hang out with Eric Burns, who's an amazing dude. Everybody there was the nicest people I've met. They were very, very nice people there. But that's why I work so hard at this, man. Like, my friends support me, and I see my friends as much as I can. But, dude, like, I got up at 8:30 working. I had to do some other things. I'm going to continue. I work all night, man. I'm posting, too, because guess what? At the end of the day, those opportunities make it worth it.
Yeah.
You know? And that was truly humbling and amazing. I mean, to watch that go down, to go on the set, to hang out with guys like that, it was a truly awe-inspiring moment where it's like, why am I here, you know? It's kind of crazy.
You got to tell me about your Victus experience, too, because I saw they made a bat specifically for Baseball Lifestyle 101, and you actually got to be with them through the process. Run us down, man.
Yeah, those guys are Jared, one of the owners there, great people, man, like-minded people. I'm excited to get going with them. We actually have a lot of things in the works. Can't disclose all of it right now, but we've got some things going on that are going to be coming out. It's going to be pretty huge. They welcomed me with open arms, man, with the 5'5" bat. I mean, 5'7" bat. I'm 5'5", so it was taller than me. That was unbelievable, man. I walked in there with, like, my face was, like, my jaws were, like, broken, man. It was, like, I've never, you know, that's awesome. And they're legit, man. 20% of the MLB market swings their bats. You know, Bryce Harper, guys like that. I mean, and their quality, and they have 19 employees, and what they've been able to build over there, the culture over there, is what I would eventually like to have with Baseball Lifestyle. So Jared's older than me. He's 32. So I look up to him, man, as someone that I want to be like. So yeah, it was an awesome experience. Those are great guys, and I'm excited for what the future has with them. So definitely stay tuned with Victus and Baseball Lifestyle 101, because it's only the start.
You've had so many experiences, and that's an amazing experience right there. Obviously, MLB Network, like we just talked about. How many actual stadiums have you visited, and how many, you know, what's next on your list?
Yeah, so I've been to about maybe 10 to 12, and you'd be surprised. None of them have really come from Baseball Lifestyle. A lot of them have come from my father. Me and my dad love to go to games and ballparks. Like, we take a picture at each new ballpark we've been to. I've been to San Francisco because of my dad, Philly, you know, Baltimore. A lot of travel tournaments, too, where I'd go play travel when I was younger and you'd go stop at the stadium. I'm going to Chicago for the first time next week. I've been to Fenway because my friend goes to school there. So nice. There's still a bunch of ballparks I have to hit. I'm thinking about doing maybe like an all-ballpark tour next summer, but I also kind of want to enjoy my life a little bit, too. So I got to weigh the balance of going to do that and trying to live, you know, have a fun summer also with my friends. So I got a lot more in the works. I got a lot more ballparks to visit. But I love doing that stuff, man.
What's next on your list, top of the list?
Oh, man. I'd really have to hit Wrigley. I've never been to Wrigley. It's a historic field. I've never been there. PNC looks beautiful, too. So places like that. But, I mean, I've been to some crazy – like, Fenway was awesome. AT&T was by far the nicest ballpark I've ever been to.
Wow. Okay. Okay. And you said you went to Fenway, dude. Were you rocking a Yankees shirt? Could you handle that?
Nah, I had some BL-101 gear on that day. I was just rocking with my boy Josh, who think he's a Met fan. So now he rocks Boston stuff to piss me off when we go to games. but like, I wasn't rocking some Fenway gear there. I mean, listen, I wasn't trying to get beat up, you know.
Yeah,
I'm a small dude. I gotta know my limits.
Who would you say — I'm gonna move into the MLB a little bit here — but who would you say you are most impressed with this season in forms of both a player and then also as a team?
So I honestly, dude, I think this hasn't even changed for me since he's come up. Jose Altuve, because I'm a small guy, so that's the guy that when I was playing I looked up to. And a guy, I mean, I was talking to Eric Burns about this, and I was literally asking him, I was like, is he literally my height? He's like, dude, he could be your height or smaller. And I was like, that's crazy. And, like, the fact that he's dominating the game of baseball at the size he is. But I mean, he's, like, my favorite overall player. My guy, though, like, my guy in the MLB is Didi Gregorius. Mm. I eat, breathe, sleep Didi since the day that the Yankees traded for him, when people were hating on him. And then he started coming up and becoming the most underrated guy in baseball. He is a top five shortstop if I've seen one. I mean, I know he's slumping right now, but I mean, you could see what he does when he lights the game up. So, Didi's a guy that I love watching, and I think he's my guy.
I was a Diamondback. I'm a Diamondbacks guy. So when he left, that hurt.
Okay.
And then what about team? Who are you most impressed with as far as a team goes?
I mean, it's hard to not. I know I'm not going to be a front runner here. I mean, I am, but it's hard not to say the Yankees this year, man. They look slow out of the gates. I was nervous. I have season tickets. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be bad. And now they can't even be stopped, man. That Yankees team is scary. But if I was going to go over to the other side of the ball field, I would have to go over to your team over in Arizona. I don't think they get enough respect. I mean, they just got swept by the Nats yesterday. But,
yeah.
I mean, they look pretty damn good this year. I think they're legit. They've got, you know, they've got a mesh and a team over there. So if I were to be most impressed by a team without being a front runner, I would have to go with the D-backs this year.
Awesome. And then I'm going to, you know, flip it over, and I'm going to say, who is underperforming teams?
Underperforming? I definitely throw the Dodgers in there. I mean, they have a lot of injuries, so I got to put that, you know, because of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers have been really rough this year. Who else has been really bad that I thought would be pretty good? I mean, yeah, I honestly have to go with the Dodgers. I mean, even because I pay attention to my dad's Giants, even they haven't really performed where I thought they could be this year, but – I have to go with the Dodgers, man. I mean, that's tough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say definitely the Dodgers. I mean, the Mets have tanked. You know, Cespedes has been a big disappointment, I feel like, this year a little bit. Guys like that, you know. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely have to go with the Dodgers, though. They've been rough.
Coming out of New York, what would be your thoughts on the Mets batting out of order?
Yeah, that's a typical Met thing, man. As a Yankee fan, I love it. I love the Met fans because guess what? They talk smack to me all beginning of the year. We're so good. It's just us Yankee fans, we just know it's a matter of time before the Mets implode. And it's just like being – I'm a Jet fan, so it's just like being a Jet fan. You know it's just a matter of time before they miss the field goal and they lose to the Pats. So – you just know the Mets are going to implode. And I just sat back and I waited. I just said, just wait. Just wait, and it's happening. So that's such a Met thing that happened, and I'm proud to call myself a Yankee fan.
Josh, we're going to switch over to the MLB versus game, something we came up with just recently. And I'm going to throw a couple of players your way, and you're going to tell me which one you would rather have on your team at this point in time. So are you ready for that?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Clayton Kershaw or Max Scherzer?
Scherzer.
Mike Trout, Mookie Betts?
Mike Trout.
Arenado or Bryant? Chris Bryant.
Arenado.
Stanton or Harper?
Harper.
Kluber or Sale?
Kluber.
Cano or Altuve?
Oh, that's easy, Altuve.
Lindor or Correa?
Correa.
And then Rizzo or Goldschmidt?
Goldie.
All right. And you know what? I got to make this a little bit harder for you. What about Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout?
Mike Trout.
Every day of the week?
Every day of the week.
Wow. Okay. My last two verses for you come in the form of nicknames, best of all time. And I picked two out that I thought might be a good matchup. And it's Big Poppy, obviously, David Ortiz, or Mr. October from Reggie Jackson.
Mr. October, that's a legendary nickname. I know Big Poppy's dope too, but like you have a whole month named after you. That's kind of sick.
No doubt. And then the next one is All Rise, Aaron Judge. See, I didn't know you specifically were a Yankees fan, so this might be swayed a little bit. But
no, go ahead.
All Rise with Aaron Judge or Joey Bats, Jose Bautista.
I mean, All Rise is pretty, you know, taking the Judge and going All Rise. I mean, dude, welcome to our Yankee Stadium's a clown session now. People are out in like gowns and wigs.
They get into
it's like, what is going on around here? But I have to go All Rise.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that concludes the MLB versus game. Thanks, Josh. I got to ask you one last question, and that is, you know, a word of advice for people trying to maybe get started on social media or a website, or, you know, someone like me that's, you know, still at the early stages of where I want to be.
Yeah, for sure. Few things. One, don't let anybody say that, you know, just because you're not big right now that you will never get big. I mean, I started this 5 years ago. So all my friends that are like, look where you're at, it's like, well, I just had a head start. You know, I started early. So yeah. Just start and don't stop. Be different. That's a huge one. There's so many Instagram pages out there that just show highlights now, right? How could you separate yourself? What original content can you put out that nobody else is putting out? Mm. And it's tough because the market, you know, isn't what it was in 2013. You know, now you guys see all the content that people just put out that's like mine. But when I started the account, there was nothing out there that people were, you know what I'm saying? Like the content that I put out there wasn't a thing until I started putting it out there. Like, you know, people's videos and question of the days and just different pieces of content. That wasn't a thing that everybody steals now, but like, hey, yeah. Like, that's cool. But that wasn't a thing. So I started something like that. So being original and finding someone that can help you get to where you want to be. Always finding, like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, I'll tell you that right now. So finding somebody that can help you get to your goals is key. Having support, you know?
Awesome, man. My last thing for you would be any shout outs you have for anybody that either you work with, friends, family, anything like that.
I have to give, even though, you know, we bash a lot about business because they don't understand it, but parents, you know, they were the ones that when I wanted to stop going to school, they were the ones that were like, hey, we support you in not going to school and we see what you have. And my dad always said, you know, if you got drafted to the MLB, we would let you go out of school. We would let you drop out. So he goes, you just got drafted in a different way. And I'll always remember that and always respect that.
Wow.
So for them to give me the opportunity to just kind of live my dreams and trust that, you know, me not going to school is a positive thing, and doing what I'm doing with it is, you know, allowing me to do that. How could you not be thankful to them? And then also, another big thanks to my mentor, Bill. You know, without him, you guys wouldn't have half the ideas that come up with it. He plans, I execute, you know, and I'm the best at executing, but like I said, I have people that help me out, you know?
Yeah. So. Josh, thank you so much for being on the show. If you haven't followed them yet, check them out at, can you give us your exact social handle?
Yeah, sure. It's baseball_lifestyle101. Definitely check us out if you haven't. A bunch of you'll be able to scroll through our page for hours, man. So it's a bunch of great content out there and always engaging with the community. So if you guys are listening and want to say what's up in the DMs, definitely shoot me a DM. I'd be more than happy to engage with you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Hey, no problem, man.
Hey guys, don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.